Blog Talk Radio.
Testing. Testing. How's everybody doing? Praise the Lord.
Today, Lord, this is my prayer, this is my passion towards you. And of all that you've done and all that you're going to do, I can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy and for all of what you've done in my life. But above all else, with pain. So many times we're in a hurry to get out of your presence. But sometimes we gotta learn how to wait. Wait, I say again, wait on the Lord. Because it's in the overflow. I don't just want the Lord to flow in my life. I want the overflow. Because that's where he pours his oil. And that's where he shows his oil. In the overflow. Come, we're getting ready to worship him. We're getting ready to go there. We're getting ready to tap that place. get in the overflow.
You gotta come on!
know you want to bless him. You want to praise him. You want to give him glory. Oh, oh, give him glory. Give him glory. He still deserves the praise. He still deserves our praise. No matter what you're going through, come on. He'll pick you up. He'll take you in his arms. He'll make it all right. I feel that tonight. It's all right. Everything, everything is all right. In the overflow, that shall be overflowing. In the overflow, in the overflow. Oh. Hey, the devil can't stay. In the overflow, he can't lie. In the overflow. Just one touch, that's all we need from Jesus. Just one drop of oil, amen. Just one touch from you. Just one drop of your precious oil. Oh, 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 oh. just one word from you. One moment in your presence. Oh. One moment in your presence. One moment in your presence. Just one time from you. Just one drop of your precious oil. Oh, 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 oh. Just one word from you. One moment in your presence. Oh, oh. One moment in your presence changes everything.
Just one touch from you. From you. Just one drop of your precious. Your precious oil, Lord. Just one word from you. One moment in your presence, Jesus. One moment in your presence, Lord. It just takes one moment in your presence, and it will change everything. One moment in your presence, Jesus. We're gonna wait for your presence, Jesus. If you're gonna wait on him, won't you lift your hands and let him know? Father, we're gonna wait for you. Father God, we're waiting for you, Jesus.
I'll wait. No matter, no matter how long it takes, no matter how long it takes, no matter how long it takes, I'll wait on you, Jesus.
My joy, oh Lord, I need your peace in mind. But just listen to this line. One moment in your presence. mind shattered dream. No hope, it seems. Still I believe that I can make it. But I think I am leaning the king.
Thank you. the Lord bless the Lord bless you. If you step the point of sight on me, watch me. Do what I'm doing. Do what I've got is great steps, and I've got is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, take this key that the Lord God, He is good. Oh, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Oh, blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We magnify Him. We glorify Him. We praise Him. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord God, He is praised and praised to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, He did not love us. Bear what we be if Jesus did not care. Oh, bear what we be if Jesus had not sacrificed His life. But we are so glad. We are so glad. He said that we are so glad. Amen. That He did. Hallelujah. Oh, this is a day that the Lord God, He has made. And we are rejoicing. And we are glad in it from the rising of the sun to the going down of the day. Our God's name is great. And our God's name is great to be praised. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. I'm Apostle Dr. Frieda Bradford. Amen. Rejoicing in the God of our salvation. Now, there is no one like Jehovah. There's nobody like Jehovah. Amen. Amen. And amen. We pray that everybody, amen. Today, hallelujah. Moving forward with anticipation. Hallelujah. All of the things the Lord God has promised, amen, unto us. And the Lord is a promise keeper. Amen. He promises. Amen. And He keeps His promises. He is not a man. He is not a liar. Amen. He cannot deny Himself. Amen. He will honor His word above His name. And God said it. Amen. It's a done deal. Amen. We just have to believe and receive. We have to activate it. Then hallelujah. That's what we have come to talk to you about today. Amen. We come to talk to you about power. Power. Power has purpose. There's a purpose for power. Come on now. The house that you're living in, the room that you're living in, the mansion that you're living in, huh? Car that you're living in. Whenever you flip the switch, whenever you turn the key, what? Power is activated. Come on now. Is paid. Power is activated and it's wired correctly. Hallelujah. I come to tell you, amen, that it's already wired and you're already wired because we are fearfully, wonderfully made. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Come to talk to you today about power and power that has purpose. Amen. But Father, we thank Him that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. This book of Ephesians to Him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. The power, beloved. Amen. I want you to know that as a believer, the Lord has given you power. Jesus said, I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We have power already in us. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God? Round up. And that's another thing, you know, even if it's an old house, okay? But if the house is wired correctly, see, but the power is not activated, not because power is not there, not because it's not connected to the utility pole. No, because the person has never gone into the house and flipped the switch. See, if you're on the phone, you off the wall, you pick the switch, and bam, power comes on. Beloved, I wanted to tell you today, amen, that it's just a matter of picking the switch, amen, hallelujah, for the power. And what? That house has been wired, amen, with power, but for purpose. See? For purpose. Now you can see. Glory be to God. Now you can clean. Come on now. Hallelujah. Now you have amenities. You can watch the television, go to bed, go to the air conditioner. All of these amenities. See? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the blessing of the Lord makes rich, and he has no sorrow to give. Amen. God tells us in the book of Deuteronomy that I have given you power to obtain wealth. But that his covenant, amen, will, amen, be promoted. Amen. A power I have purpose. Beloved, we look all throughout the scriptures in the Old Testament and the New Testament out. Amen. His men, his women, his boys and girls, the power is for mission. And God calls you for mission. And God calls you for a purpose. Matter of fact, beloved, I want you to know that you were born for a purpose. And glory be to God. Before the foundations of the world, God knew you. Before the foundation of the world, you were not an accident. I don't care how your family is going to tease you. No, no. Maybe you feel abandoned. Maybe you feel neglected. But you were not an accident. You were born for a purpose. You might have been to a movie theater. But I want you to know, amen, that even though it might not have been your parents' intention to bring forth at that time, guess what? God had a purpose for your life. Glory be to God. And when you are born again, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Born into the Lord's kingdom for a purpose. You're going to look at Zerubbabel. Amen. And there's many of them. Amen. Hallelujah. We can look at Isaiah. Amen. We can look at Esther. Amen. You pick whichever one you want to pick. Amen. Hallelujah. David. Glory be to God. They all had an assignment. Amen. Abraham, Paul, they all had an assignment, a divine assignment. Amen. A to be. I want you to know that God has a plan, good plan for your life when you wouldn't expect you there. I want you to know that you have an assignment too. And the room around Paul, amen, rebuilt the temple. That was his purpose. Hallelujah. That was his power. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To rebuild had heard from God. Amen. He noticed. Amen. God, it was God's will for him to be built temple. Amen. But yet and still, he had obstacles. But look at the actions, our light affliction. Our light affliction is working for us a far more exceeding weight of glory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You don't have to connect to the right people. First of all, if you have to walk by yourself for a season, you're going to be okay. But this for God is with you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And for a season, you may have to walk by yourself and to God who you are. Amen. Get to the right circle. Amen. I believe you. He's going to put you in the winning circle. Hallelujah. I walk because the steps of a good woman, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You have to hear from God. Then Paul said, look, I didn't come through with flesh and blood after I had heard from God. And I didn't need to talk to nobody after I heard from God. The Bible says, my sheep knoweth my voice, and another they will not follow. So you to do it. The Rubel said, yes, I'll do it. Come and be the God. Beloved, I want you to know, hallelujah, God's down in faith. When we step out on faith, without faith, it is impossible to please God. But God is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Oh, glory be to God. God honors faith. God tells us in the book of Habakkuk, right decision makes plain, but it shall come to pass. Now, it might take a minute. It might take a while. Because now, God is a slow time. You best believe he's not a dollar late or a penny short. I believe that God's time is not outside me. Because yes, we can say God is eternal. God is outside of time. What God did in eternity, but God sliced off a piece of eternity, put it here on planet Earth, called it time for us. And this is why we have a beginning and an end. This is why seasons come, seasons go. A time for this, a time for that. A season for this, a season for that. But not in God's economy. Oh, no, the Lord is eternal. Storm, perfection. I want you to know that as a believer, you are unstoppable. I want you to know that nothing, you are unable to be touched in evil. The Holy Spirit is our helper. He is leading us. He is guiding us. He is directing us. He is instructing us. And you are absolutely unstoppable. You got to know it. The devil knows it. Glory be to God. That's why he's fighting so hard against you. He knows, believe, if your eyes become open, if your heart becomes open, receive the word of God, and you agree with what God is saying, that you are unstoppable, he knows that his kingdom is in trouble. And this is why he works so hard, beloved. You are unstoppable. God told Zerubbabel. He said, you're going to rebuild this temple. Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. My spirit. The eternal spirit. The beginning and the ending spirit. I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. I am the beginning. I am the end. I am the first. I am the last. I am God. Is it not my spirit? Oh, glory be to God. That spirit that works on the inside of you. Oh, come on now, beloved. Though you got the ear on the floor of the living God, you're born again. God's spirit. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to challenge your faith. Oh, yeah. He knows people talking about it. They talk about being a holy walk roller. They talk about there's no evidence in your life. Amen. Still walking alone, amen. You're still, you know, I got those same 2-3 people. You're still driving that old car. Come on, those old still single. The glory be to God, huh? Yeah, so yeah, I'm a single pastor. And I'm a pastor. How you like that? And I'm single. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, you got a single man, huh? Oh, brother, all folks talking about this. Oh, glory be to God. They've been living for God a long time. They've been doing the fact that I'm going to call it. I've called you to go work, amen, and you're going to do it, amen, if you believe. The songwriter says, only believe, all things are possible if you only believe. in the country. How do God take it? How do God take it from the top to the top? From poverty to prosperity. Hallelujah. Stop now. He told Judah, he said, shout. Shout. Judah had to lift his hand. I don't even want to praise him. Oh.
Thank you. mercy.